This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, the cattle trading was as it has been normally, all over the place. We was up, we was down, and by the close of the day, we was on the mixed side. Now, we did see it midday, choice box beef $1.75 lower, selects down $1.87, a movement of 82 loads took place. We saw an estimated cattle kill of only 92,000 head for today, but the weekly kill 546,000. We also saw our February hogs make a new contract low today, but it could have been a lot worse than what the close indicated. February live cattle today did close 25 cents higher. April live cattle, 15 higher. The January feeders down $1.55. March feeders down 75 cents. And February lean hogs were $1.12 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Midwest Farm Shows is an original sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email that shows their commitment to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Midwest operates the Oklahoma City Farm Show each spring and the Tulsa Farm Show each December. The 2015 dates for the Oklahoma City Farm Show are April 16th through the 18th. Now's the time to learn about becoming an exhibitor at this great springtime indoor and outdoor event. Contact show manager Ron Boormaster at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, proud sponsors of our daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com to subscribe today.
You've got a certain sizzle to you. You're unpretentious, but famous for your good taste. Everybody wants a piece of you. You're proud to be local, and you show it by giving back to educational programs in your community. Your secret? Buying blue and gold breakfast sausage, chicken tenders, and bacon. Because you are what you eat. To find out who's selling in your neighborhood, visit blueandgoldsausage.com. Giving never tasted so good.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, our grain market saw mixed trade take place today. Well, I should actually say mostly higher trade today. At the end of the day, there was a little bit of mixed actioning taking place. A little bit of positioning ahead of a three-day weekend also took place today. And we also saw China today cancel 285,000 metric tons of our U.S. soybean exports. A little bit of a negative for the soybean complex. We will see trading resume Monday evening at 7 o'clock, and for the grains, and the livestock will resume trading at 9:05 on Tuesday morning. We saw on the close today, March KC wheat 4 cents higher, July KC up 2 and a quarter, March Chicago wheat unchanged, March corn up 7, July corn up 7 and a half, March soybeans up 3 quarters of a penny, July beans down a quarter of a penny, and March cotton 26 points lower.
Tom, what's your number?
866- Go to Tom.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.